The savage, wrote Bernard, refuses to take Soma, and seems much distressed because the woman Linda, his M, remains permanently on holiday. It is worthy of note that, in spite of his M's senility and the extreme repulsiveness of her appearance, the savage frequently goes to see her and appears to be much attached to her. An interesting example of the way in which early conditioning can be made to modify and even run counter to natural impulses, in this case, the impulse to recoil from an unpleasant object. At Eton they alighted on the roof of Upper School. On the opposite side of Schoolyard, the 52 stories of Lupton's Tower gleamed white in the sunshine. College on their left, and on their right, the school community singery reared their venerable piles of ferro concrete and vitaglass. In the centre of the quadrangle stood the quaint old chrome steel statue of R. Ford. Dr. Gaffney, the provost, and Miss Keat, the headmistress, received them as they stepped out of the plane. "Do you have many twins here?" the savage asked rather apprehensively as they set out on their tour of inspection. "Oh, no," the provost answered. "Eton is reserved exclusively for upper-caste boys and girls. One egg, one adult. It makes education more difficult, of course, but as they'll be called upon to take responsibilities and deal with unexpected emergencies, it can't be helped," he sighed. Bernard, meanwhile, had taken a strong fancy to Miss Keat. "If you're free on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday evening," he was saying, jerking his thumb towards the savage. "He's curious, you know," Bernard added. "Quaint." Miss Keat smiled, and her smile was really charming, he thought. Said thank you, would be delighted to come to one of his parties. The provost opened a door. 5 minutes in that Alpha Double Plus classroom left John a trifle bewildered. "What is elementary relativity?" he whispered to Bernard. Bernard tried to explain, then thought better of it, and suggested that they should go to some other classroom.